Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Norman, our luggage is here, Norman. Our luggage is here, Norman.
Good morning, everyone. What's happening? Oh, my baggage.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1. And if you have a home device, we're also streaming on that thing. I won't say what that thing's name is because I'll activate it. I'm Jace.
Yeah, sounds like my name. Yep.
Yeah. With Lex and Mike filling in for Dawn, and Mike's doing a fantastic job, if we haven't said it enough. It's very hard to step into a show, especially one as circusy as this one, and you're doing a great job. So Lex and I really appreciate you, so thank you very much.
Yes.
Dawn will be back unless she decides to become a citizen of Ireland next week.
She's in Switzerland right now.
That's right. Well, if she became a citizen of Switzerland, she wouldn't have to do this crap. It's time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places. We have David first up. Mike, let's go ahead and put him up. Hi, David.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
You know what? Fine as frog hair.
Yeah, great.
David, thanks for writing Dawn and coordinating with Mike. Go ahead and tell us your dating story, please.
Yeah, so I met this girl, Lauren, online, and we went to a restaurant in Uptown. We had some great ramen and sake. We had a really great time, and our conversation didn't feel like awkward or anything, you know. She was beautiful and funny, and I'd really like to take her out again, but she's not answering any of my calls or texts or anything.
Okay.
Oh.
Anything weird happen on the date? Because, I mean, if she's not calling you back, something, you know, whether it was friendship waters or no spark or whatever, anything weird?
Yeah, I mean, not really. Like, the only thing I could think of is that, like, I was maybe underdressed a bit for our date, and, like, I think maybe that could be it. Like, because I met some friends afterwards, and they were just, like, making fun of me nonstop, because I had, like, just jeans and a t-shirt. Meanwhile, like, she showed up just looking amazing, like, you know, heels, black pants, tight top, like, everything. I didn't say anything about it, and she didn't either, so, like, I'm thinking maybe that could be it.
Okay. Lex. How did the date end? Was there kissing or?
Yeah, I mean, we after we ate, like, I suggested that we go take a walk around Uptown a bit, and she said no, that she needed to get back home to relieve the babysitter. So she ended up just ordering an Uber. I walked her to her car. You know, I thought maybe we'd have a kiss, but it was just a hug, and off she went. So, yeah, it was early for me. I ended up going out to the bar with some friends that night afterwards. And I texted her later and see if she wanted to go out again. But, you know, I didn't get an answer. And I've sent a couple messages since. And, you know, again, no answer.
Oh.
I grouped this in with a bunch of other scenarios a few seconds ago. But no concern or feeling on your part that you guys ventured into the friendship forest?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it didn't feel like that. I thought we had, you know, like a good chemistry. I thought it felt good on the date for sure.
Okay. Lex, anything else before we?
Ooh.
No?
Well, yeah, it sounds like you had a good time. I wonder what could it be?
Well, we're going to find out. So, David, here's how this is going to go. I know Mike already told you. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to hear everything that's coming. Now, Lauren is on the other line and has been, but she's heard nothing. All that she's been told is that we're going to ask about a date of hers, okay? So hold on right there.
Yeah, we'll put you back up.
Yeah, we're going to try to get some answers. Thank you, David. Okay, we'll put David on hold. Mike, go ahead and put Lauren up. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing just fine, thank you. So I know Mike told you and that we are calling about a date of yours. You're live on the show now. And I know this is weird, and we are very appreciative that you'd be willing to do this for us. We get people that hang up on us on the weekly, so thank you. Lauren, do you we're calling about your date with David. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. I remember going out with David.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
It is our understanding that there hasn't been communication after the date. There hasn't been another date. May I ask you, was there a reason?
Yeah, I mean, I just knew within the first 5 minutes that, you know, we wouldn't be a match. That's it.
Was it the way he was dressed?
Well, I mean, he was underdressed for the date, and that was kind of annoying, but not a deal breaker. I mean, I just didn't feel a romantic spark, you know. I mean, I've been on these apps for, you know, a long time, and I go on a few dates a month, and I just really know right away whether there's a spark or not, and there wasn't.
Yeah, I've had that.
Okay.
I try to make the most of it, learn something new from whoever I'm, you know, talking to.
Okay, so did you feel like you learned a lot from David, or...?
Well, he's really into fishing, and so I did learn something about that, you know, a few takeaways, like always use a new hook on your line or sharpen your old ones and, you know, make sure your lure is the same color as the water and how there's different kinds of fishing line, like braided and stretchy, you know, things like that.
Wow, you have a good memory.
You know, good practical advice, Lauren, right? I mean, use daily in life, yeah. And I always, that's my motto.
Fishing excursion.
I know, I make sure my lure is always the same color as the water I'm in.
I think I learned a couple of things there, too.
Yeah, I did, too. Shiver me timbers. Okay, Lauren, here's the becoming clear with you, or getting clear with you, or whatever the hell I want to say. We have David on the other line, to be honest with you. That's how we got your number. I think you figured that out. Let's go ahead and put David up. He's heard everything. David, you heard what Lauren had to say. Well, first of all, say hi to Lauren, and then what do you want to say to all of this?
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
So, like, you knew within 5 minutes of meeting me in person that we weren't going to be a good match?
Yeah, I'm pretty tuned in, and I trust my gut.
I mean, it's just that, like, you seemed so interested, like, in my, like, love of fishing, and you kept asking questions.
Well, yeah, I was interested. I mean, I always try to make the most of the time that I spend, you know, I got dressed up, got a babysitter, you know, and I wanted to enjoy the time together. But, you know, that's what I was doing, but I knew there wasn't a spark.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like that was, like, I don't know, like a waste of, like, my time and money, you know? Like, it's like, did you just want, like, a free meal, you know? Like, I mean, like, if you knew you felt that way, like, why not offer to go Dutch and, like, tell me so I'm not messaging you and then, like, looking forward to an answer afterward.
Or another fishing trip.
Yeah. Look, I'm happy to send you money for my portion of the meal or the whole thing or whatever. I mean, I don't feel like it was a waste of time, you know, and, I mean, you sent me so many messages. You called, like, 12 times. I mean, you didn't get the message. That's kind of creepy.
Oh, you didn't tell us that, David. Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, it's my turn, actually. That's right.
We have to ask this, so. Oh.
We sent you a gift card to, like, Dick's Sporting Goods or Fred's Fishing World or something. Would you two want to meet again? Yeah, meet again for another go at this? Or is this just a big, a big no? Are we throwing the fish back?
Definitely not.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, same here. Same here.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Well, guys, thank you so much. We're going to hope that you both find other fishing holes. And yes. Bye, guys. Have a good fall.
Bye, everyone. Okay, thank you. Hey, thank you. There'll be other fish in the sea.
That's right. Or in the pond. It's cement pond. David, Lauren, thank you.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Maybe I want to become a citizen of Switzerland.
Oh, remain neutral, right? Great chocolates heard and had. It's very delightful. Okay.
Hold on. Oh, what the hell is this? This is the jazz version?
Oh, I think so.
I just want this. I got to... Hold on a minute.
What are you doing right now? Because we do have a half-price deal. We can
I know,
be saved
Lex.
By that.
I know. No, we don't need to. Hold on a minute.
All right.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Hold on a minute.
With Ronnie Howard.
Hi.
Hi. This is Jason and Alexis, and I'm just going to throw Mike in here, too. We just got done with Second Chance Romance, and... Could you get that promo ready for new morning hosts and producer? We're just going to go ahead and...
Pound sign, new hosts.
That's right.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. If you could, you and Rocco can whip up a promo for a job. Okay. Three job openings. Mike's leaving too. Mike is already done with us. Yeah.
Wow. Mike has only been here a month.
I know. That's what Second Chance Romance does to you.
Well, missed you, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think it through a sec quick here.
Sure, sure.
Have you ever wanted to host your own morning show?
That's perfect. Yes.
Nailed it.
Wait. Producing, remember, say, do it again. Okay, remember, Mike's job is open, too.
Have you ever wanted to host or produce your own morning show in the fabulous Twin Cities?
Yes.
On My Talk, 107.1?
Yes.
Like that?
Exactly like that.
Love it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Hold it. I got to add one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Based on the previous show's tenure, you don't have to be that talented.
Exactly.
Hang up immediately.
I'm hanging up on her now. Yeah. Okay.
No. Man, not talented, no. Mediocre.
No talent required, Lex, for this job.
I mean, kind of true, but no, I'm just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes. That was a butt clencher, wasn't it?
It was.
Woo!
I hear a rumor that we have a half-price deal.
Yes, we do, Jason. Minnesota Renaissance Festival tickets. Valid now through October 2nd, so it's this weekend and next. You can get two for the price of one, $26.95. Great deal. 16 stages filled with hilarity and delight. 250 artisans in the marketplace. And food fit for a king.
How many stages of delight and wonder?
16. You know, my husband's favorite thing to do is to throw the rotten tomatoes. He nails them every time. And just hot, like grunting the ow. Ooh.
Hot Trainer loves the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Oh, it's fun.
And I didn't think he was a Renaissance fair kind of girl, but yeah.
Oh, does he dress up like a gladiator or something like that?
God willing, I wish you would.
Like those hot jousters?
I just want to see him in some Renaissance tights, that's all.
Short shorts.
Now, before we break, Mike, I always try to play some classic pop culture music under us.
Sure.
You're a game show guy. I played this for you. Ooh. Can you identify what theme this is?
Ooh,
classic
my.
Game show from the 80s.
They all sound so,
I know.
So similar. Can you give me a
that
host?
Is Sale
that
you... of the Century.
Oh, yes. Okay. Nice. Oh.
Yep. So good.
Very good.
When we come back, the biggest pop culture stories of the day in the Dirt Alert next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And welcome back. Jason and Alexis in...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Good morning. Live on My Talk and streaming worldwide under My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for Dawn. To follow Dawn's European adventures, follow her on socials, Dawn at Dark. Okay, I'm filling in on the Dirt Alert. I have a whole bunch of little headlines to get you caught up on. I'm going to start here because it's a fun story. I don't want to get to the like the Adam Levine is just gross. And anyway, but I'm going to start with this one. Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton is going to be in the Wicked movie with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba. How great is that?
Love.
Yes.
He plays Anthony.
Yeah.
In the, well, in Bridgerton.
In Bridgerton,
and the
yeah.
focus of the second season of Bridgerton.
He's going to play, yeah, he's going to play Furio in Wicked, the love interest of Galinda. Yes. He's perfect.
He is.
Oh. He's absolutely perfect for this. And I wouldn't mind if he was also James Bond. But anyway, and speaking of that, the next little story, what?
Okay. I haven't heard his name in the mix of that.
Yes, he is in the mix now.
Uh-huh.
And it's legit because the casting process has officially begun, according to the guardians of the James Bond franchise. You know, it's a husband and wife that own the rights. And they have officially said, you know, there's always rumors when, you know, they pass the baton. But now the casting process has begun. And this was a little fun fact that came out. The producer said whoever does this needs to commit to 10 to 12 years.
Wow.
It is
so they do need someone in like their early 30s.
Or 40s.
Or 40s. You know, so that's true. That's
yeah, true. Daniel Craig was in his 40s, I believe. Yeah, it was 40s.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was Regé Jean Page from Bridgerton, but I guess both of them up for.
Both of them are up. Both. Ah. Let me just say this. Not up for. That's not accurate. I don't want to jump on the rumor band. Both of them are fan favorites. Let's put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how they're saying it. Because they haven't listed any official people that are like being shopped around or, you know, given to the producers. Those are people that fans would like to see in the mix. So,
yeah.
Next, now a little bit of sad, but Tiffany Haddish, you know, Lex gave you the update on the child molestation allegations against Tiffany. And well, Tiffany was caught by cameras at TMZ or by TMZ at the airport. And Tiffany said that she has lost. She was very calm. You know, obviously you could tell by her face. She did not want to talk to TMZ, but she said because of the scandal and even though it was dropped, she has lost all of her jobs. All the jobs that she's had lined up have been lost. So
I hope after the verdict, they'll, or the settlement now, there's closure and hopefully they'll call her back.
I do too, because you know what? She, look, and again, if you aren't familiar, my talkers, her and her partner, I guess, or her business partner, anyway, are accused of including kids in film sketches
that were adult themed.
Adult themed and kind of gross and anyway and
not funny, she admits,
and not funny. So now she's like, I gotta tell you, I think she's a good person. I think, look, there have been worse people that have been given second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances.
Yes.
And I'm like, come on. I really enjoy Tiffany and I hate cancel culture sometimes, and this is an example of I think she deserves another chance. I do.
Yes.
Jeopardy is pissing fans off. Have you heard about this, Lex?
No, what's up?
Okay. You know, and look, and I'm a longtime fan of big franchises, and I'm a persnickety fan sometimes. Fans are upset because Jeopardy is thinking of adding a new twist that if a contestant runs an entire category, they're going to get a cash bonus.
Okay.
Like, you know, if they run, like, you know, sex toys for 400, you know, if they run the entire category, they're going to get a bonus. Yeah. I like that.
Why is this a bad thing?
People don't like change, girl.
It's just change, I guess.
People all do right. not like change. People do not, you know, but you got it. You guys, I don't like all the changes for my franchises that I love, like Disney and but if they don't evolve, they die, they rot, they become dinosaurs. Wheel of Fortune think about Wheel of Fortune. They used to, you used to buy prizes with the money that you would earn. It was like a store. Then they got rid of that, and then they added that wheel, and then they added that they automatically gave you R, S, T, L, and N, and E. Remember that?
Yeah.
So these shows have to evolve, people. They have to evolve.
And that just feels like it would be a good evolution. The winners, they're getting more money, and
yes,
that's another incentive to play. Do you think a lot of people who are watching, are they thinking, well, I can be a contestant one day?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Yes. And also, Lex, I saved the best story for you for last. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Criminal Minds revival will premiere on Thanksgiving Day on Paramount Plus. I know you love these shows. I know
yes.
This is right up your alley.
Oh, here Criminal Minds is terrifying, but I do love it. So I'm glad that for all fans, it's coming back.
Yep.
Wow.
When we return this juicy Funny Girl article from Rolling Stone I read a couple days ago, we'll get into that. Ooh, child. When we come back. Back in a moment.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Howard Johnson, they've got more, different kinds of ice cream, Rainbow Loops and hot dogs, burgers too, splashing pools and swimming, great big things for dunking, giant beds for sleepy heads, twisted up spaghetti, luscious looking lollies, crayon too,
look, a kangaroo!
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Howard Johnson's, they got more.
That's an earworm, isn't it? Frere Jacques now is in everyone's mind.
Yep. It was from 1970. You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome. That was for Howard Johnson's, my favorite vintage hotel chain.
Look
for the orange roof and the aquamarine. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I went to Boston University and they took one of the Howard Johnsons by Fenway Stadium and it's now a dorm. So did you live in the Hojo was always the joke.
They turned it into a dorm?
Oh yeah, yep.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, they did that for all of them. I don't know if it's most colleges do this, but especially for freshmen, you know, they're not really sure. I don't know what the retention rate is there, but they always accept more freshmen because they think, well, some will drop out and they don't necessarily have the dorm space. So my first year, I lived not in a normal dorm with just one roommate. I had three. They converted a study lounge into rooms for us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't live in conventional either in my freshman year. That's where I lived when the ferret committed suicide out of the 18-story window.
Oh, yeah, you were in an
apartment
right away, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in, like you, Lex, but yours was official.
Yeah.
Mine was unofficial student housing for IUPUI, for Indiana University, Purdue University at Indianapolis. But the entire building, we were all students. But it wasn't owned by either university. So
I see. Yeah.
But it
felt like a dorm.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Fine.
R.I.P. Nanook. R.I.P.
Yeah. Gosh, you got to tell that story really quick. People are lost.
I had a ferret named Nanook for my freshman year of college. I lived on the 18th story of an apartment building that's still there. I just saw it last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Good memories. Been remodeled. Except for this one memory. They were cleaning the screens on all the windows, and I lived on the 18th floor.
Oh.
I had my couch up against the window, and I was making spaghetti. I had the pasta in the colander, and I'm getting the water out of the pasta, shaking it, and I see Nanook, my little ferret, my beloved little ferret, jump on the couch. I'm like, oh, look, cute. He's playing with the little pillows on the couch.
Oh, no.
And then he proceeded to then jump on the top of the couch jump right out of the window. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Jump right out of the window. And I thought, is this indicative of my life here in Indianapolis? And was I called it? My mom and wanted to come home. Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean to laugh. It's just more your girl, telling of the story. 30 years, it's so, yeah, tragic.
It tragic.
Oh, man. Poor
R.I.P. Nanook. R.I.P. Hey, Lex, do you know that we have listener rewards?
We do? What can they win this month, Jason?
They can win tickets to Beauty and the Beast at Ordway, Seaver's Fall Festival, Origin Pet Food for 3 months.
Whoa!
And gift cards. That's right. Go to mytalk1071.com and sign up. So it's so easy. We actually pay you to listen to this crap.
Fabulous.
I read this article.
Ooh, yeah, let's get juicy.
I read this article a couple days ago, and I devoured it, girl. I devoured it like you and I at a Chinese buffet. Yes. And amateurs. Just getting melon. Anyway.
Mountain.
Yeah, mountain of
go
food.
Go through the line at least twice.
Twice. If you don't go through a buffet line twice, what the hell are you there for?
What's
anyway.
The point?
Mike, are you with us on that one?
Oh, don't absolutely.
You? Yeah. We had lunch one time with somebody. We will change her name to protect her innocence, but her name was Katie, and she only went once, and she only had melon and one little piece of Peking chicken,
and
that was it. And Lex and I look at it, we're like, what?
What are you doing?
Why are you even here? Anyway.
Plate number one, you already have to start planning plate number three, in my opinion, in my experience. You're already going through saying, what's going to be on the third plate? Because, and you have to build accordingly.
Exactly. So Rolling Stone did this article about Funny Girl and if the show is truly cursed. And I'm talking about Funny Girl on Broadway. Now, I will briefly, if you all don't know, Beanie Feldstein recently left the show early after withering reviews. Y'all remember that? I mean, she came into the show with under the gun because people were not digging her.
Yeah.
Okay, so this article, and then Lea Michele took over.
Right, so she's a controversial character as well.
Yeah, because people don't like her. People think she's mean.
And past behaviors and what she said to people. Yeah.
So Rolling Stone talked with this Broadway gossip maven. And he's called, have you heard of him, Lex? He's on TikTok, Sweaty Oracle. Have you heard of him?
Maybe.
Okay, so he's out of South Carolina.
Sweaty Oracle, that is a memorable name. Okay.
And he's basically like, he knows, he is so well connected. People feed him, like crew members, cast members. He is fed behind the scenes dish about Broadway.
Yeah. Okay. What dish did he get?
Well, so the first, like, really? Is originally the Funny Girl producers went after Lady Gaga.
She would be perfect in this role.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
But they weren't. So according to him, they weren't willing to wait for her schedule to open up.
Okay.
And then he threw shade at the production at the same time answering this question. He goes, they didn't want to wait. And judging by the props and the set, they didn't have Gaga money.
Ooh, yeah, probably not. This is before even casting
Beanie.
Okay. Oh, so that is juicy. Okay. So okay. Then, what else?
So then they said, okay, they moved on from Gaga and they were going to do, they were close to lining up Idina Menzel.
Okay.
To the point of Idina actually tweeting about it. I forgot about this. And then something happened that they didn't allude to it in this article by Rolling Stone. Something happened, and then mysteriously, like a freaking week later, Beanie was announced, and Idina was off. Like, no one mentioned Idina again.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
Suddenly, everyone's like, what? Beanie? So then she did it, and despite the now internet rumors, her first week was fantastic. Like, they said it was like a football game. People were cheering her like they're cheering Lea Michele.
Yeah.
This guy says, fundamentally, there is a problem with this show that And he said, I'm just being blunt. This is just fundamentally not a good show. And he goes, and the reason, he goes, there is a reason why you, the general public only knows like one song from Funny Girl, Don't Worry, Ain't on My Parade. He goes, that's not by accident. That's not by accident. There's a reason.
This is not a good show. Is
that it's not fun. Yes, the skeleton. It's just not. It's not a good show. No matter who does it, there's a reason it hasn't been remade in all of these decades.
Well, we just think of Barbara.
That's problem number three.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Yes, he goes. Look, Beanie was not going to be successful anyway because everybody is going to, whether you like it or not, everybody is going to be compared to Barbara Streisand. And he said, quit acting like that's not going to happen because it's just going to happen. And the final thing, he predicts that Broadway is the Broadway bubble is getting ready to pop. And we are going to go through a period like we went through in the mid 90s where Broadway was on the down slope and theaters were closed.
Yeah.
And he goes, we're reaching a point where the ticket prices have gotten so high that it's like a housing bubble. We're getting ready. He thinks we're getting ready to have a Broadway bubble.
It's not accessible.
It's not. So it was just, girl, it was one little insight after another from someone who is just mired in Broadway culture.
Wow.
And he said, and a lot of the problems stem from the people who run Broadway. This protective, you know, they're the same people that have been running Broadway for years. They protect their own. Even when people, he went into a little bit of the gross, you know, the people that have been accused of horrible acts that still get roles because Broadway just closes ranks and protects their own even when the people are disgusting. Ugh. So anyway, it's Rolling Stone.
Tell me the article. I'll link it on our show page.
Okay, I'll send you the link right now, actually.
Perfect.
And we can put it up. It's juicy. Let me tell you.
I like it. Wow.
Yeah. It's called They Didn't Wait for Lady Gaga. That's what the article is called. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're wrapping up this Thursday, September 22nd. And we are here to remind you that tickets are now on sale for Project Down and Dirty Film Fest presented by David at First Equity. Get your tickets right now. You will get to see the short films that each show have written, produced, starred in, intimacy coordinated.
Yeah.
And I don't want to blow.
I have a whistle for that, actually.
Do
I'm
you?
I'm going to make sure that I bring that. Yeah, and a teaser.
I don't want to toot our own horn. I don't want to give too much away of our feature motion picture, but I will just tell the audience this, that I do some heavy making out with somebody on this show. It could be Alexis. Hmm. It could be Dawn. Hell, it could be Mike. We don't know.
Hi.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. We don't know, but you'll see. But get your tickets, right, Lex? Get your tickets.
Get them. MyTalk1071.com. Also, make sure you vote on our poll on Facebook. So we all have a prop that we'll need to include in our film.
Mm-hmm.
And there are four different options for you. So see what you want to see in our films. Do you have a favorite, Jace?
I do.
Okay. The options are adult diaper.
Uh-huh.
We have a creepy doll. Of course, you know. We all know that's my vote, right?
Yeah.
We have a mannequin head with a wig and a toilet plunger. What did you
What do see? I want?
Yes, Jason.
Adult diaper. I would love to see the adult diaper.
Okay.
I would love, because there's a space in our script that it would be perfect for an adult diaper.
I see.
That you would wear, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be, why do I have to wear the adult diaper? What?
See, Mike, she liked the idea that last moment.
My vote is for creepy doll because I've got plenty to choose from. But the adult diaper, if that's what you want, then I think that your character should wear it.
Uh-uh.
Hmm. I'm trying to think of what part of the script you're thinking. I know where the creepy doll would go, or even the mannequin head with the wig, if that ends up being what's chosen.
I just know a great spot where you could just flash us all. Just show off.
Oh my God.
Show off that adult diaper you're wearing. I'm actually, oh God, I'm getting,
why can't you wear it?
Because people like you more, and I think it would be funnier. It would be funnier. Yes.
Diaper?
Yes, exactly. There's a space, Lex. I'm not joking. I just, oh God. Okay.
We have to talk Lex, about this after, because I got to hear what, okay, are you going to tell me now what you think?
I'm going to text you.
Okay.
I'm going to text you my vision, and then you're going to laugh out loud, okay?
Oh,
hold
Lord.
On a minute.
Okay.
Now, talk with Mike real quick, because I'm going to speak.
What
to Mike
would you
for
like
a second.
To see in these films, Mike, I think if you had a vote?
I think the plunger's interesting. I think you could be utilized in multiple different ways. Like, you could, you know, have to use it like a broom or something and fly around with it, or you could use it in so many different capacities. It could be on somebody's head. Like, there's so many different things you could do with a plunger. I also hate creepy dolls, so that one is really tough for me. We didn't get to my biggest fears yesterday, but dolls are on that list real high. So I want to stay away from that.
Never go to Alexis's house, then. Yeah,
okay. I got a few.
Lexa Lulu, I just texted you my vision.
My idea for
you wearing an adult diaper in our motion picture.
Oh my God. Terrifying.
Come on, Lex. Do it for the people, Lex.
Oh my gosh. The last five words is what's killing me right now. Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't mean to say blowout. Blur out, not blowout. The auto text. I didn't mean to say blow out your boobies.
Blow them out. What does that mean?
No. Blur out your boobies.
Oh my God. I don't want to be tromping around in just a diaper. What the heck? Sick mind is yours right now.
Come on, Lex. Do it for the children. You won't. Can we blow out your boobies during the film fest, please? Oh God. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong.
The author says, "Do it, Lex."
See, the boss told you it's a direct order, Lex.
Well, you be you. Jeez, have a safe flight, safe trip. We love you.
That was so much fun!
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side, so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.